Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 27, 1805. Canoe building begins. Sort of. Although Captain Clark is given orders to begin work on carving out canoes from a nearby stand of Ponderosa, not many men are able to respond. The abdominal malady they are experienced seems to go through the camp in waves, and Clark never knows who will be available to work at any given moment. John Coulter returns from his assignment in the mountains and offers a little help to the afflicted. Captain Clark writes,
"All the men able to work commenced building 5 canoes, several taken sick at work. Our hunters returned sick, without meat. John Coulter returned. He found only one of the lost horses. On his way, killed a deer, half of which he gave the Indians. The other proved nourishing to the sick. The day very hot. We purchased fresh salmon of them. Several Indians come up the river from a camp some distance below. Captain Lewis very sick. Nearly all the men sick. Our Shoshone Indian guide employed himself making flint points for his arrows. Captain William Clark, September 27, 1805.
Yesterday we learned that 2 chiefs and their families were following the party, bringing with them a large number of horses. The Nez Perce were noted for breeding the spotted Appaloosa horse, although, according to Moulton's notes, it has been disputed as to whether they developed the breed. Legend has it that the Nez Perce initially considered killing the members of the Corps of Discovery, but were dissuaded by a woman who had met some white men while a prisoner of Indians in Canada and was kindly treated by them. Beginning with Lewis and Clark, the Nez Perce maintained a long history of friendly relations with the whites, but that came to an end with the War of 1877, when part of the Nez Perce nation was pursued by the U.S. Army over the Lolo Trail into Montana, where they were finally captured. Tomorrow, not much better.
Throughout the month of September, Day by Day with Lewis and Clark has been written by Whit Hansen, with editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson, and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.